Well, the old clock on the wall says it's time for Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Every week we spend a couple of hours cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century or so of recorded sound here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and around the world at classicalwscs.org. Come on the amazing journey and learn all you should know. incredibly beautiful song by Scotch Mist, a song called Pamela, and before that, The Parlor Band with Early Morning Eyes. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Also, want to welcome listeners on WMNB 107.1 in North Adams, Massachusetts. Hello and welcome, and I hope that you are enjoying the journey into the thrift shop. Well, today we're going to be listening to some tracks that are from a compilation called Snowstorm, a tribute to Galaxy 500. And a little bit later on in the program, we'll be listening to a podcast called Shortwaveology Number 1 by David Gorin. Now, Galaxy 500 was an alternative rock band that formed in 1987, and they had split up more or less by 1991 after releasing three albums. Galaxy 500 consisted of guitarist Dean Wareham, drummer Damon Krukowski, and bassist Naomi Yang. You may know Damon and Naomi, some wonderful musicians from the Cambridge, Massachusetts era. Back in about the year 2000, a compilation tribute album was put together on Elephant Records called Snowstorm. So we're going to hear some cover versions of music by Galaxy 500, starting off with the BMX Bandits featuring the Angel Corpus Christi with Tugboat. Thank you.
Dave Valley's 32nd birthday forever changed? The telegram? You're on the Soundbeat. On July 28th, 1933, a fan sent Valley a telegram wishing him a happy birthday. Telegrams had long been harbingers of bad news, and this lighthearted message gave George P. Ostlin a bright idea. Ostlin, a public relations director at Western Union, asked operator Lucille Lips to sing the message to the band leader, and the singing telegram was born. Western Union started offering the service to the public that year and carried on until 1974.
When songbirds are singing, here's all they keep singing, hi-ho, everybody, hi-ho.
Before Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and all the rest, Rudy Valley was the first crooner. You've been listening to his 1930 record, Hi-Ho, Everybody, the phrase he used to greet live crowds and radio audiences throughout his career. Get on the beat. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and visit soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
You found the deep side of radio in the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. 50 years ago yesterday, under a secret arrangement with the federal government put in place by Robert F. Kennedy, Nashville student Freedom Riders boarded buses from Montgomery, Alabama to Jackson, Mississippi under National Guard escort. The National Guard escort was in response to a series of violent incidents that threatened the Freedom Riders, the most serious of which occurred on Mother's Day, May 14, 1961, when the riders were met by an angry mob dressed in their Sunday finest as if they'd just come from church in Anniston, Alabama. Due to the ferocity of the mob, the bus decided not to stop at the bus station, and it quickly left. But members of that angry mob had slashed the bus's tires at the station. A few miles outside of Anniston, the tires began to deflate, and the bus was forced to pull over. As the bus driver fled, a mob of men who had been following the bus got out of their cars and surrounded the Freedom Riders. From somewhere in the crowd, a firebomb was thrown inside the bus and it exploded. As the Freedom Riders tried to escape the smoke and flames, they found they could not use the exit doors as they were blocked by the surging mob. Just then, one of the gas tanks exploded on the bus and the mob rushed back, allowing the Freedom Riders to push the doors open and finally escape. As they exited the burning bus, the Freedom Riders rushed outside, still choking from the thick smoke, and were beaten by the waiting vigilantes. Only an onboard undercover agent prevented the Freedom Riders from being lynched that day. He fired his gun into the air, and that startled the crowd and drove them back. Later that same day, the Freedom Riders were beaten a second time as they arrived in Birmingham, Alabama. Alarmed by the violence, President Kennedy dispatched his brother, then Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, to strike a deal with the state officials from Mississippi to ensure that the Freedom Riders would have safe passage to Jackson. In exchange for their safe passage, the Freedom Riders would be arrested. Tune in to our next Hidden History when the Freedom Riders are sentenced to the infamous Parchment Farm. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Well, I'm sorry about the weather. our shot. Katie writes up and says, oh no. And I replied, oh yes. Oh yes, that was incredible. That was the only exit. The only exit.
Some cool cover versions of music by Galaxy 500. That was Hefner with Oblivious. Before that, Hula Hoop with Sorry. And Blue Ivy Shadows with Blue Thunder. We started off with the BMX Bandits and Tugboat. Of course, Galaxy 500 only actually had 3 studio albums during their tenure as a group, as a band, which was Today in 1988, On Fire in 1989, and This Is Our Music in 1990. Of course, Damon and Naomi went on to form, yep, that's right, Damon and Naomi. Oh, don't try this. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to listen to a podcast right now about shortwave radio by David Gorin. This is Shortwaveology number 1.
In our country, everyone's opinion is respected, provided it proceeds from an objective analysis of reality.
This is Shortwaveology, a periodic rumination on the sound and culture of shortwave radio. I'm David Gorin.
Please turn on your imaginary shortwave set and join me now as we scan the bands for the voices of adventure, new words and new sounds.
The General Overseas Service of All India Radio, calling listeners in the United Kingdom and West Europe, and also in Australia and New Zealand.
Sagatu Aganguan. See of Selom Shaba Ninebegalazite, Ninebembubem Shaba, Ninebegunem.
Me Radio Maldives. Pierre from Assonti Gendrani, Radio Maldives. This is Radio Maldives. And now, this is our national anthem.
When I was 12, my Uncle Lou gave me an old radio he had lying around. It could tune AM, FM, and shortwave. I don't really know why he gave it to me. We weren't particularly fond of each other, having had violent arguments over the merits of rock and roll. I asked my dad about the shortwave part of the radio. In his typically encouraging way, he warned, "You won't hear anything there. It only works in other countries." Well, when I got home from my uncle's, I tried it anyway. I switched the knob to shortwave. A loud signal crackled out of the speaker. As it turned out, it didn't matter what country I was in. On the shortwave frequencies, which are between 2 and 30 megahertz, radio signals can travel thousands of miles. They bounce off the ionosphere, the upper layer of the Earth's atmosphere. That's how I was able to hear Radio Moscow broadcasting from the Soviet Union. On my cheap receiver, the strong signals of external services like Radio Moscow dominated the dial. External services are the official broadcast voice of a country, attempting to inform and influence beyond its borders.
This is your program, Moscow Mailbag. Joe Adamoff to answer your questions. Bob Martin of Franklinton, Louisiana. What did the letters KGB stand for?
Kindergarten for Girls and Boys. But to be serious, they are the first letters of three Russian words, Komitet Государственной Безопасности, if you can repeat that, which in English means Committee for State Security. Incidentally, not a month passes without someone asking about this organization. Maybe it's because it's getting so much publicity in the mass media in the West. I wonder why. Maybe because the boys who work for another three-letter organization, the CIA, are suffering one setback after another. Who knows? Incidentally, millions of tourists come to the Soviet Union annually. They enjoy themselves, leave the country, and don't know that such a thing as the KGB exists. It is only those that come with aims that are far from tourism that come face to face with the KGB. So you don't have to worry about it, and you don't have to know anything about its existence, and neither do I, for that matter.
My tender, sheltered, pre-teenage brain was boggled by the language and tone of these broadcasts. There were many all over the dial from Albania, Communist China, and many other places.
This is Radio Havana, Cuba.
Broadcasting from Cuba, free territory of America.
The United States had its own counterpart, the Voice of America. To my ears, it was not as arrogantly slanted in the same way as Radio Moscow, but often projected a sort of ersatz pro-American cheeriness.
This is the Voice of America, resuming its transmission from Dixon, California, on this frequency.
There was at least one excellent program, though, coming out of the VOA, a jazz program produced by Willis Conover. In the communist sphere, jazz was banned, and many fledgling jazz musicians in communist countries listened in secret and traded tapes of the broadcast.
Time for jazz. Willis Conover in Washington, D.C., with the Voice of America Jazz Hour.
The more I sifted through the jumble of signals on the band, the more it seemed that for each line of thought I heard, there was a strong counter. The British Broadcasting Corporation, known as the BBC, had the reputation of being the voice of authority, a bit above it all, and eagerly sought out by listeners in places where access to news and information was restricted. No matter what side they were on, everybody tuned into the Beeb. Here's a clip of a BBC reporter covering the Algerian War in the 1960s.
These last days, any European who was entering in this quarter was killed by a shooting in the back of the head. Uh-huh. And I must say that this person could not remain in this quarter more than 10 minutes, certainly. So that is systematically killing anybody who was European.
So if I sign this, I go in at my own risk?
Yes, exactly.
All right, let me have it, I will sign. And now, on my way out of the sector, I've passed a small crowd of...
You are Ronald Lobson of the BBC. I've just heard your voice on the radio news at 14 hours.
Ah, you speak English, understand it?
Yes, I do.
How did you learn?
I learned it from the BBC, from the English section of the BBC. English by radio section of the BBC.
And you listen to radio news, really?
Yes, every day.
That's good.
Slowly, my ears became acclimated to the shortwave sounds. Drifty, bleepy, warbly, and the combination of a distant signal and exotic programming became an irresistible combination for me. Hiding the radio under the covers, I stayed up late, wielding my radio like a time machine, listening to the coming day in other parts of the world. For a long time, I didn't realize that I had joined a kind of a cult made up of people who'd never met. Solitary individuals sitting alone in the dark, drifting through a chaotic soundscape of signals from around the globe.
At the tone, 23 hours, 59 minutes, Coordinated Universal Time.
Well, that's the 24-hour National Bureau of Standards time station, WWV, from Fort Collins, Colorado, telling me that we're out of time for this first episode of Shortwaveology. Next time, we'll listen to the shortwave bands as they are today. We'll also give some tips for conducting your own shortwave explorations. If you have any questions or comments, please send them to shortwaveology@mac.com. I'm David Gorin. Thanks for listening.
With that, we come to the end of our English program from Radio Nepal. Do please join us again next Sunday from 13:15 to 13:45 hours Nepal time, that is 07:35 hours to 08:05 hours Greenwich Mean Time, on 7.1 and 4.6 megacycles in the 41 and 60 meter band. Till then, listeners, goodbye.
This is Bird Note. This bird song seems familiar, intriguing. It's the song of the Eurasian blackbird. Paul McCartney and the rest of the Beatles most certainly grew up hearing Eurasian blackbirds in their home of Liverpool. Eurasian blackbirds are common in the gardens and throughout the countryside in Great Britain. But McCartney wasn't singing about the bird. He was singing about the racial strife in the American South in the 1960s. As he said later, "This was really a song from me to a black woman experiencing these problems in the States. Let me encourage you to keep trying, to keep your faith. There is hope."
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
It was a trying time, and Sir Paul said later that he saw the song as empowerment.
Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black night. We're only waiting for this moment to arrive.
High meets friends, us Oakland Turnpike, over Santa Barbara.
Last cloud home, home, home.
Sitting on a seashore, watching the boats sailing by, silhouetting the horizon, the sun high in the sky. Seagulls chatting and swooping above me, the breeze and the sea spray around me. Yeah, makes me feel good. And it makes me feel good early in the morning when the dawn is first giving light. And it makes me feel good late in the evening when the sun is gone. Shells scattered around in the sand, the driftwood washed up on the rocks and the beach by the tide. The noise of the waves as I walk along, to me just like sweet music of a favorite song. Yeah, makes me feel good. And it makes me feel good early in the morning when the dawn is first giving light. It makes me feel good late in the evening when the sun is going
from a 45. I think that was in the Kama Sutra label. The Cowboys and Indians with Vanilla Days and Chocolate Nights. And before that, Opal Star with Seashore. Albatross with Seashell Secrets from 1973. And we started that set off with The Orange Bicycle and Last Cloud Home. I'm going to get on my orange bicycle and head on out of the studio. Celebrating low power FM, community radio, shortwave, and all kinds of forms of radio, non-commercial radio. This is the Radio Thrift Shop, and I am DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening. Be back next week with more. Tripping up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. Until then, be well. Wishing you many blessings.